bringing us that information. It's time now for Cabaret.
In Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You're tuned to the Cabaret program, where we feature live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Tonight, an encore performance from the Monocle Band from a pair of performances they did in 2016. First on the Cabaret show, followed by a Morning Sound Alternative visit with KGNU's Brian Eister. This is Monocle Band. They've since parted ways, discontinued as a project, and their singer Monica Marie has launched her own solo career. You can find more about Monica Marie online.
Illumination, then remnant twist, remnant. a hard house, I, the vine, climbed up on him. The leaves, they yellow, browned and reddened into the ground, into the ground.
Again, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Monocle live in the studio on KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's a real treat to be here in person, so I hope you are enjoying being tuned in online.
Thanks so much, Riley Ann. And thanks for listening, everybody at home, in your car, wherever you may be. We love KGNU, and we're so happy to be playing here again. Woo-hoo. Playing a bunch of new music for you, and this one is a new one. This is called Grace. On the streets of cold Chicago, you were but a teen, living on your own, chasing that poet's dream. And in the nighttime, in the right light, you'd swear something was dawning and pray that you'd remember in the morning. In the snowy waste of Leadville, you live like the miners did, to catalog the loneliness and record the hardship. And you inhaled tailings of poisonous stone, digging to find a tale of your own. And your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where you gonna sleep tonight? Life flashes like a movie beyond the boxcar door. You lay back and light a cigarette if you can't find nothing more. And daydream, you're sleeping on the cutting room floor, shooting that American masterpiece of yours. And one day in Arkansas, your luck just ran away. You had one phone call, but not a word to say. Your family had abandoned any hope that you'd come back, and your gaze was fixed along that restless track. It would have made sense to go back home, to just turn tail and leave the road. But you and I, we both know that ain't your path to take. And your eyes, glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where you gonna sleep tonight?
keen eyes and wry smile, alight with mischief. You clutch your faded notepad like a book of secrets, and live your life to see those sights that others cannot glimpse, and bring the vision back to light in music. In the alleys of East Nashville or the hills of Caroline, starving yourself for days at a time, looking for the next line, martyring your heart for the grace that we call art, chasing dragons through the darkness for the next spark. And your eyes, glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. Now where you gonna sleep? Where you gonna sleep? And where you gonna sleep tonight? Your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where you gonna sleep? Where you gonna sleep? And where you gonna sleep tonight? Your eyes glow like dying twilights. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. And where you gonna sleep? Where you gonna sleep? And where you gonna sleep tonight?
That was really great.
Thanks so much.
Yes, such a treat to have you guys in the studio today.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. So would you like to introduce the band?
Sure. I'm Monica Whittington, slash Labonte.
Monica got married not too long ago.
I did, and I have not changed my name yet. Mm. So anyway, that's probably erroneous information. I'm Monica. I play guitar and I sing.
My name's Bill Houston, along with Monica. I am one of the songwriters in the band. Monica and I write a lot of songs together, and we both play guitar and sing, obviously, as well. My name's Bill.
I'm Dave Wynan, the bass player, and I do some backup vocals.
Okay, great. You guys have a really great chemistry together.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So, Monica and Bill, I understand you've been playing for quite a while together. Mm-hmm. What was the beginning of that musical relationship, and how has that sort of evolved?
I would say it's evolved quite a bit. We were just joking how when we first started getting together and writing music, it was the wee hours of the morning. We're drinking certain drinks.
Cream sherry.
And now we get together at like 8 in the morning and drink coffee and have our songwriting session. So I would say we've grown up. Maybe.
Getting there.
Yeah. But Bill and I have mutual friends that kind of just said, hey, we have this friend that plays music and you guys should get together. And we got employed to play a wedding together a long time ago.
Mm-hmm, by some good friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was sort of the very beginning. And then we just had these long songwriting sessions where we just get together and hang out for hours.
Yeah, I think it was almost 6 years ago now, which is kind of crazy. But I think that wedding was in 2010, and then in the summer, and then that fall, we started writing songs and hanging out a lot and drinking whiskey and writing songs.
And now we drink coffee.
Yeah, now like 50 songs later, we're drinking coffee and writing songs on Friday mornings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, cool. So I'm curious, you said that you're playing almost exclusively new tunes this evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you have currently one album out.
Yes.
What can people expect to be the same on the next album? And what also feels like the next plateau for Monocle?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the songwriting sensibility is largely the same, but we're exploring a little bit more. The second song we played, Heart House, the one where I was playing electric guitar, that's actually on our first record. And that kind of sound, I think we're moving a little bit more in that direction. You know, when Monica and I started playing, we played duo a lot, and we played like a lot of Gillian Welch tunes, and we're kind of coming from this like folk and quasi bluegrass background, and that's still a big part of what we do, but I think we're branching out a little bit more electric, a little less of the pure bluegrass rhythm that you would hear on the first record.
We're kind of spacing out a little more. A
little bit, especially tonight. You know, we're here playing trio tonight, which is not how we do most of our shows, which is really fun for us, but it sort of lends itself to a different vibe than we often play. You know, some of the songs on the new record are probably a couple years old now, and we just haven't recorded them. So I'd say it's a pretty continuous process with the new record, but we're getting a little bit more exploratory and playing with some different textures and some different feels. And I don't know, just like in the last 6 months, Monica and I have started writing together a lot, which has always worked really well, and it's a sort of very open process in a lot of ways. Like, we're not like trying to write, like, we're gonna write like a bluegrass song or a folk song. We kind of play around with a lot of different elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So aside from the pot of coffee, what does a typical songwriting session kind of look like?
Well, about 10 minutes of, you know, pure nonsense.
Yeah, we'd make fun of each other for the first couple minutes at least.
It's like a warm-up regime.
I'll speak to this for a second. The next song we're going to play is a pretty cool example, actually, because Monica came with this song, like the basic chords and like the basic rhythm of the song and like a bunch of lyrics. And then together, that one came together actually really fast in like an hour, I think.
Yeah, we worked on it one morning, and I think it was kind of complete-ish.
Yeah, and we came up with a bunch of other parts and took it to some different places and wrote some different lyrics and changed some of the lyrical themes and stuff. And I don't know, it's not always easy to do that with two people, to like actually exchange ideas and not get annoyed with each other or defensive or something. And not that we never get that way, but it works pretty well most of the time.
Yeah, it's almost like we compare notes. Like, we bring, you know, we have our phones and we have voice memos on the phone, or like note, like handwritten notes or
we
something.
We call them nubbins.
Yeah, nubbins. Yes, we have a name for it. And so we bring our nubbins and we put them on the table and we just kind of see what we can play with, what's fun, what sticks, and what really comes together.
Yeah. And that's one example. You know, sometimes Monica will come in with a song that's like completely done, or I'll come in with a song that's completely done. And
yeah.
We're like, oh, well, great, let's play this one. We'll add some harmonies, whatever. Good. It's ready to go. And sometimes we have like very amorphous ideas that kind of take shape together, which is really fun.
Yeah. And Dave jumps in on our rehearsals and our practices, and we get to throw him into the fire, and he does great.
That's Dave Winan, our bassist, for those of you keeping score at home.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part, when I get to try and figure things out.
Totally.
We're like, Dave, find this obscure harmony in between us.
Yeah. The money notes.
The money notes. There we go. But it's so fun because it's become like, with us three, it's definitely a collaborative process, and it's so rewarding, and it's just so much fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this tune.
Great.
Now that we kind of know the origin.
Awesome. Yeah, so this one is one that we kind of co-wrote. Monica wrote a lot of it, and then I helped out with some parts of it. And this one's brand new. It's called Clear Mud. We're tuning so you all at home can really enjoy it.
like I got my feet in a rut. Into the heat, oh, into the swamp. Oh, I'm stuck in the clear mud. Oh, I'm stuck in the clear mud. Oh, I'm stuck in the clear
sometimes. stairs, paw the cold ground, breath smoking, preparing to strike. Circle the challenge, their antlers are blue and gleaming eyes. Did you hear the crack of the contact on impact? The racks explode in the night.
That was the Monocle Band Trio, recorded live on the Cabaret in June of 2016. They spoke with Riley Ann. Coming up in the second half of this program this evening, we're going to hear another set from Monocle Band from a December 2016 visit on KGNU with Brian Eister.
Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
There was a fickle fire
live in KGNU's Boulder Studio Monocle Band. We're so excited to have you guys with us. What a great tune.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
What was the name of that tune?
That song is called Water Song.
Water Song. Oh, right. Yeah. Is there any backstory to that one?
There is. I think 4 years ago, there was a huge fire in Colorado Springs. I was raised in Colorado Springs, and a local musician named Megan Burt called on just a bunch of musicians to write songs as like a water prayer, like a prayer for rain. And so that was my contribution to that collaborative CD.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. It's always cool when music has a chance to try to give back in a bigger way than just sharing music one-on-one. Very cool.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it left a huge scar on the mountains that I grew up looking at. And so it was kind of a cathartic way to connect to the event and to kind of create a little closure on it.
Powerful stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Monica Whittington here of Monocle. Do you want to introduce the band here? I know there's five great musicians here on the other side of the glass that people are enjoying already.
I would love to, yeah. So we have Todd May on the drums. Say hi, Todd.
Hi.
We have Dave Winand on the upright bass.
Hello.
Emily Lewis on the fiddle.
Hi.
And then Billy Houston over here on the dreadnought.
Hello, folks.
And the band just sounds great for, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, which whatever, it just sounds great no matter what. I love the...
It's a little early for us, but we're pulling through.
Oh, it sounds outstanding. I love the kit sounds really nice, just what it needs. And yeah, I love the guitar fiddle doubling. That's such a... Don't hear that enough. Usually it's...
Thanks, Brian.
...some other instrument, a mandolin or something in there, but great. Excellent, excellent. Well, let's hear some more music. I know we're going to chat some more about these songs and Colorado scene and everything, but let's hear another tune. This is a Monocle Band here live in KGNU's Cabaret Studio.
On the streets of cold Chicago, you were 17, living on your own and chasing that poet's dream. And in the nighttime, in the right light, you'd swear something was dawning and pray that you'd remember in the morning. In the snowy waste of Leadville, you live like the miners did, to catalog the loneliness and record the hardship. You inhaled tailings of poisonous stone, digging to find a tale of your own. And your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes the red of receding taillights. Where are you gonna sleep? Like a movie beyond the boxcar door. You lay back and light a cigarette. You can't find nothing more. Daydreaming, sleeping on the cutting room floor, shooting that American masterpiece of yours. One day in Arkansas, your luck just ran away. You had one phone call, not a word to say. You live your life to see those sights that others cannot glimpse, and bring the vision back to light in music. It would have made sense to go back home, to just turn tail and leave the road. But you and I, we both know that ain't your path to take. And your eyes, your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes the red of receding taillights. And where are you gonna sleep tonight?
place Nashville or the hills of Carolina. Starving yourself for days at a time, looking for the next line. Martyring your heart for the grace that we call art. Chasing dragons through the darkness for the next spark. And your eyes, glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. Where you gonna sleep? Where you gonna sleep? Seating taillights. Where are you gonna sleep? Where are you gonna sleep? And where are you gonna sleep tonight? Your eyes glow like dying twilight. Your eyes, a rain-soaked streetlights. Your eyes, the red of receding taillights. Where are you gonna sleep?
Dreams we dream.
Monocle Band live here in KGNU's Boulder studio, playing some brand new music for us here. Really excited to have them. Another beautiful tune. Boy, there's, I know in all your materials, there's a lot about Colorado and Rocky Mountains, and it really does come through, I think, in, you know, beyond just the lyrics, really, and just the sound and the, and it seems like the whole openness of the approach of what you guys are doing. Does it, when you take this music outside Colorado, what, how do people connect with it?
I think...
do they feel like it's... Oh, yeah, that's really Colorado. That makes me feel like I'm in Colorado. Is that a...
I don't know if I've heard that yet, but I love that. I think that we all love Colorado for so many reasons. And, I mean, I grew up here and I haven't left.
Right.
So I obviously feel connected to this place. So that actually is really cool that you hear that.
There's kind of, you know, there's like a Western, like, dream and potential, you know, of the mm-hmm. mountains, and as well as like the earthy rootsiness, you know, I think in the writing, and there's space, you know, which is so great to hear that.
I like that a lot. Thanks, Brian.
In indie folk music, you know, it's so often it's urban, and I think it kind of takes a different direction that you guys aren't from Portland. Which is great. I think that's what we love about you. So,
yeah,
you know, it's definitely the mountains and the natural landscape out here that kind of filters through our music, I think, in a lot of ways. But also, there's such a vibrant acoustic music scene here in the Front Range of Colorado, and we're so happy to be part of it. And all of our friends are in great bands and rub off on us and vice versa. It's just a really thriving community right now.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear. I mean, you know, the songwriter nights like you're talking about, I know that you know, we almost lost the Connor O'Neill's open mic, you know, a couple months ago. And
totally.
And it felt like the community really rallied behind it and said, no, this is really important to us. And to some degree, it was a part of keeping that whole thing going, which is
totally.
Really inspiring.
Yeah, people really care a lot about their music around here, which is a blessing for all of us.
And they support it, and the musicians. It seems like there's a great collaborative vibe.
Totally.
Going on right now. Which,
definitely. The community is strong. The force is strong.
So you guys, there's the bluegrass world, and then there's like the songwriter world, and... you kind of see yourselves just kind of straddling all of that. Is that?
Definitely.
Yeah. And you know, while we're at it, so our violinist, Emily Lewis, is a big part of a group called the Sphere Ensemble in Denver, which is a modern classical string
cool.
ensemble, which does a lot of really cool music from like deep classical music to like classical reinterpretations of like modern pop and rock songs. And so she's coming from that world a lot. Our bass player, Dave, has his roots in the jazz community here in Colorado. Our drummer, Todd, has been playing in the jam band and improvisational music scene really across the country for a couple decades now. And so, yeah, we've got a whole bunch of different backgrounds and roots that come into this music.
Very cool. Very cool. So I was looking at your Kickstarter page, and I noticed there's a video cover song option.
Yeah.
And someone has chosen that option already.
Yep.
So hearing this, like, there's so many cool directions this could go. Is there are there covers that you guys have dreamt of doing that have never been able to take the time to do that you're aching for somebody to pledge on Kickstarter and request?
You know, I've been hankering to do a Temple of the Dog cover for like 7 years now since we started the band. We actually rehearsed it a couple times and never performed
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're not going to do it today.
I won't ask.
It's not
going to happen. Yep. Yeah, the one backer who picked that option to do a video cover song is actually my friend Micah, who is a rabbi in Atlanta, and he's come out with, I think, 3 albums of awesome Jewish rock music now, and he's got a song of his own, an original song that he wants us to cover, which is super fun.
Neat.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Well, and will that be shared publicly, or is that just between you and Micah?
You know, if Micah wants it to be shared publicly, which I think he probably will, then we'll definitely share it. But
nice.
Yeah, I think it should be.
Yeah. Totally.
And we used to do like an In the Pines cover, like the old, who wrote that song?
Gosh. I learned it from Lead Belly,
by
way of Kurt Cobain.
Right, yeah, totally. And then like Mazzy Star, like we kind of tap into the 90s. I feel like we tend to go that direction.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's fun. 1, 2, 3, 4. Pretty girl with sunny eyes, Lord, I will.
has been the Monocle Band here on the Cabaret this evening with archives from two shows in 2016. They spoke with Riley Ann and Brian Eister. They have since discontinued as a project, but you can hear more from Monica Marie, their singer. They're looking for Monica Marie music online. This has been the Cabaret program. My name is George. Thanks for tuning in. Corriente is coming up at the top of the hour.
Support comes from Fringe, specializing in Italian small plates and Neapolitan pizza, presenting a full beer and wine list available for dine-in on our heated patio or takeout. Fringe is located at 2900 Valmont Road in Boulder, Colorado. Fringe, a well-tapped eatery. More information may be found at fringepizza.com.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Corriente with the Phantom Power Collective.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre. Buenas noches. Buenas tardes. Buenas mañanas. O buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.
Ritmo, oye, se llama Risa. Este es mi nuevo ritmo. Hey.